Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Each spring, MIT Technology Review puts out its list of the 10 biggest breakthrough technologies. And every year, we check that list to see how many they've been covered on Word of Mouth. We're happy to report another strong affinity. And here to recap 12 months' worth of amazing and useful scientific advances is Brian Bergstein, Deputy Editor of MIT Technology Review. Brian, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Virginia.
So let's start with Word of Mouth's all-time favorite topics, which is robots. Many of us have seen these wild demonstration videos out of the lab at Boston Dynamics. But for listeners who have not, tell us a little bit about the company and what they are doing that got them on the list of your breakthrough technologies.
Yeah, so robots have started to make their way into certain kinds of settings. People might be familiar with robots on assembly lines in factories, let's say. But for robots to be much more useful in places that humans can't or won't go, like let's say into disaster recovery areas, they're going to have to walk around. They're going to have to adapt to their environment, detect their setting, and be flexible both in terms of how they see the world and in how they maneuver. And so robots from Boston Dynamics and a few other companies are beginning to have this capability. They actually can balance themselves dynamically, which is something that we do as we walk. And so this is the difference between a robot in a factory assembly line, which is programmed to just sort of do one thing over and over again, essentially just maybe have an arm that swivels around. These robots would be ones that you could send into earthquake relief efforts or situations like the Fukushima nuclear cleanup, where it was too dangerous for humans to go in, but you might want to send machines.
So you've just talked about a big distinction between an existing technology and a breakthrough. So what is a breakthrough technology for you and your editorial board? And I ask, because amazing as these robots are, they don't look like they're going to be ready for practical use anytime soon.
Right. So if I can borrow a famous phrase used in a different context, innovation and breakthroughs are sometimes hard to define, but you know one when you see it. And that's kind of the case here. We tend to ask big framing questions about any kind of technological milestone or development. Does it solve a big problem, or does it somehow reduce friction in the world, or does it create a new way to use technology? If it may not in the short term solve a problem, it might over the long term create a new platform, perhaps, on which other people can continue to make developments. And so the walking robots is an example of that. A fundamental milestone has been reached with robots that can essentially walk about on 2 feet. It's so far from being used in the field, as you say, but other people will continue to develop on that very important development.
Here's something that has been used. Many people said that it would change the world for some time now. That's 3D printing. So what are the latest breakthroughs in 3D printing, and where are they coming from?
So 3D printing is often talked about as this revolution in manufacturing or in home design or home fabrication. And there's definitely been some use of 3D printing or additive manufacturing, as it's sometimes called, in big industrial settings. But for most of us, there isn't necessarily a huge use case for 3D printing, other than for hobbyist kind of work. We're a long way away from you making something at home rather than buying it, for most things. But some really interesting work is happening at the microscopic scale, essentially. We're talking about 3D printing that doesn't just use plastic as the feedstock and as the material that's being built up. So there's really interesting work at Harvard and Princeton and Cambridge, a few other places, where researchers are using multiple materials, not just plastic, and in fact not plastic, to create objects at a micro scale. So, for example, you could imagine an artificial organ that has blood vessels already coursing through it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could imagine a device, electronic device, with the battery already embedded inside. So as the 3D printer head comes through, it layers multiple materials, not just one, and combines both form and function in the same unit.
Some of the items included on your list are not technically new, like the Oculus Rift virtual reality goggles, for example, or drones, though you highlight them being used for agricultural use. What is the significance of these innovations on things that we've already heard about?
So one thing that we're often doing when we're citing something as a breakthrough or an important milestone is we're saying some threshold has been passed. So there has been virtual reality before, there have been drones before, but in the case of both of these technologies, they've fallen below a fundamental price point that is going to make them far more useful to a certain kind of consumer. What I mean by that is there have been drones, and obviously we're familiar with that in the military context, and there have been little choppers and planes that you would fly around for fun, but there's a new set of automated aircraft that are being sold as particularly useful for farmers who can send them up over their fields, use sensors on board the drones for all kinds of readouts of information from their fields and determine where they actually do need water or pesticide, for example, and then hopefully use a lot less of either. So the idea in agriculture is always to increase output while keeping input the same or even decreasing it. And so if more farmers can use drones rather than some other kinds of sensing technologies, they might be able to use fewer resources to harvest their crops.
We're getting a little lesson in what makes a technology a breakthrough technology with Brian Bergstein. He's deputy editor at the MIT Technology Review, which just put out its annual issue highlighting the 10 biggest breakthrough technologies of the year. Brian, last year we did a segment on Silent Circle. That's a company that offers encryption apps designed to prevent third parties from snooping on texts and phone conversations. Tell us more about this growing trend of encrypted consumer-level technology and why it made the list.
Well, you were very much ahead of the game to be reporting on Silent Circle. I think that what we're thinking we might see is even broader recognition and understanding of the kinds of privacy technologies that companies like Silent Circle offer. In the past year, with all the leaks about the NSA and all the ways that the government, in addition to companies in the private sector, can track you, more and more people are going to want, by default, some of the privacy-protecting measures that only the most sort of, let's say, paranoid or technologically sophisticated have wanted in the past. And it's sort of the zeitgeist of our time, perhaps, is to turn more privacy-protecting and to be a little bit more thoughtful about just how much information about us is slipping out from our phones and our devices all the time. And so Silent Circle is teaming up with other companies to produce a smartphone that has encryption and all kinds of privacy-protecting measures turned on by default, so you don't have to go out and fix these settings or download apps that keep your information private. The phone does that on its own.
Well, given as so much brain research going on the past couple of years, it makes sense that there is an item included, a project to map the brain in your list of technology breakthroughs. I was a little surprised, though. Isn't that something that had been done years ago?
Certainly. I mean, I think we're all familiar with those old maps that show like the brain divided up into those dotted line sections, right, from, I don't know, maybe early in the 20th century or even earlier than that. Mapping the brain has gone on as long as people have been studying the brain. But what we're able to do now is to understand the brain structure in far, far more detail. Everybody's brain is different. You're not going to have a universal map. But there are technologies emerging that show individual structures of the brain down to 20 microns, 20 micrometers. This is essentially almost neuron level scale. And what we're able to do is those regions of the brain that you've seen on those old maps, there's probably many, many, many more functional regions that we're going to develop a much better understanding, much more fine-grained understanding of what parts of the brain are involved in much more complex activities than we ever have before.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on in the world of technology. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brian Bergstein, deputy editor at MIT Technology Review. You'll find a link to more items, photos, video, and a lot more details on the 10 breakthrough technologies of 2014. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org. Chatting up the local barista may not only be polite, but it could alter your mood for the better. When Word of Mouth continues, we're going to talk to a psychologist who studies the benefits of interacting with strangers.